Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Arthritis is something at our age we'll start to deal with, but there's a form of arthritis that hits children called juvenile idiopathic arthritis, or JIA.
They have chronic joint pain, swelling, stiffness, and in some cases, fever, swollen lymph nodes, and rash on the trunk of the body. These symptoms can last for months or for the rest of their lives, and it can interfere with their bone development and damaged joints.
It's unclear what causes this autoimmune disorder, but the environment and genetics are suspected. A study is pointing to a gene that may be partly to blame. Researchers looked at twin girls who developed JIA at 4 and 6.
They learned the twins' grandmother had psoriatic arthritis, and when they sequenced the twins' DNA, they found both girls carried a mutation in a gene that encodes a protein called NFIL3.
This mutation meant the encoded protein was unstable. Only half the usual amount was made, and the protein didn't even work. But NFIL3 is important in regulating immune responses. Mice deficient in it develop colitis, an inflammation of the large intestine.
In people, one form of colitis is inflammatory bowel disease, and it's caused by an abnormal immune response to environmental triggers. In these people, there are lower levels of NFIL3 protein.
When researchers bred mice without the protein, the animals developed inflammatory arthritis much earlier than in normal mice.
This further suggests NFIL3 is partly responsible for JIA in children, and it creates a path for researchers to develop better therapies for these kids.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.